Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris is on vacation. What you got cooking over there, Jeremy?
Well, later on this hour, we'll be taking hits from the bong. Well, we won't. We'll be giving away tickets to see Cypress Hill. That's two tickets to see Cypress Hill on August 15th at Pier 6 Pavilion, courtesy of Live Nation. Man, how I could just kill a man, Rob.
There's something you just don't understand.
Yeah. By the way, I never told this story before. You got to call in later. Don't call in now. We'll tell you when. But when I was at HF Festival, I had a chance. I didn't smoke weed. I had a chance to smoke weed with Cypress Hill. I was hanging out with, I had kind of worked my way into a tent with Matt Pinfield. Do you guys remember him from, I forget the show he was doing that came on after wrestling, after WCW. It was like some rock show or whatever afterwards. And they had Dynamite Hack in there. They're the guys that redid the Eazy-E song, Boys in the Hood. And they turned it into like an alternative song.
Yeah.
So that was their only hit. So I was hanging out with them. And then Cypress Hill came in and they said, stay, smoke some weed. I didn't smoke. So I left. And it's like one of my biggest regrets. How do you not smoke weed with Cypress Hill?
Because you don't smoke weed.
It's like not doing cocaine with Sam Kinison, right? It's the same thing. No, I'm kidding. I know
what this show is now.
What?
That show? Field, yeah.
It came on after wrestling.
I had to look up who you're talking about, yeah.
Was it like High something or like it, F Me? I don't know what, it was. But it came on after like WCW, and it was like later in the WCW years.
Yeah. 410-583-1057 that was the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So, according to Jeff Passan of ESPN, Philadelphia Philly star Bryce Harper stood nose-to-nose with Commissioner Rob Manfred during a meeting between he and the team last week, telling him to get the F out of our clubhouse if Manfred wanted to talk about the potential implementation of salary cap. This happened on Monday, just yesterday. The confrontation came in a meeting, one of the 30 that Manfred conducts annually in an effort to improve his relations with every team's player, that lasted more than an hour. It said Manfred clapped back at him. They went back and forth. Ultimately, they shook hands before the end of the meeting, although it's reported that Harper did not answer or return any calls to Manfred later on. So here's the thing about this, Jeremy. The Major League Baseball deal between the collective bargaining deal expires December of next year. If we're starting off this way, we're going to have a work stoppage in 2027.
There's no question. Like, we've said this.
It's funny that it happened, but in the interest of baseball, the business side of baseball, this is not good.
The problem I have is, like, again, I love Bryce Harper. I love him getting in the face of Rob Manfred because I think Rob Manfred's useless.
I think Rob Manfred's done a lot of great things for baseball.
He's terrible. He's a joke. It's a clown show, bro. And I don't like that, but, like, I've said for years, baseball needs a salary cap. It would make the sport so much better for fans. It wouldn't allow this stuff to go on. Like, people like, oh, we can't spend with the Yankees. We can't. What the Dodgers are doing now should be illegal.
It should be.
You know, so like, sure, you're going to just sit here and buy championships every year. And you could say in other sports they try to do it. And yes, they have to pay a huge luxury tax in some. But you're seeing it in the NBA now. NBA players, teams were getting rid of players they didn't want to get rid of so they could get under the first apron and then the second apron. So with this situation, I feel like baseball needs it. I don't feel like they're ever going to get it.
They're not going to get it because Bryce Harper represents the majority of baseball.
Didn't Vogt tell him that? They're never going to get it. Mm-hmm. Never going to get it.
Yeah, he did.
Whoop, 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 whoop. That wasn't, you didn't want that part of it.
Nah. Vogt also told them lies, which a lot of them going to be told when they try to get this new CBA deal done. Seriously, man, this is bad for baseball. It's funny. We laugh about it because we know Bryce Harper. Like no one is surprised that Bryce Harper did this. Am I right?
No.
But at the same time, damn, Bryce, is this how far we are already? We're this far apart now? Yes, that far apart.
Like with him, again, being so outspoken and being that guy that confronts him. So like when we hear this story of what he said to him and how this goes, you don't think like every superstar is going to feel just like him? There's no player. There's no single player that's going to want a salary cap. Why are you going to try to limit how much I can make in a sport now where they're making ridiculous money? What other sport has contracts like Shohei Ohtani just got in Juan Soto?
None. Guaranteed.
You have to go overseas and look at what? Soccer? I'm assuming some of those, there's some of the highest paid guys in the world. F1? I don't know. Like, You'd have to look at what some of these guys are making. And then, of course, a lot of them make even more money off the field with endorsements. But it's, I mean, it's a ridiculous amount of money. And it's guaranteed. And we keep talking about the NFL, who has a salary cap. And it's like, if any sport shouldn't have a salary cap, it's that one to protect the players.
Yep. So it's going to get ugly.
Way ugly before it even gets better. And I agree with you. I think we have another stoppage. And this is another one during Rob Manfred's tenure, who you like so much. And
I do like Rob Manfred.
He's terrible, man.
All the things that he's added to the game.
You're acting like he's the one that's added them. There are people around him that advise him on certain things. He's the one that called the World Series a piece of metal.
Okay,
he's the one that guaranteed the trophy, we were coming back to play.
I understand that, Jeremy, and those things. But he's also the ones that did a lot of other things, too. The reason why the games are faster now. There's more action in the games. These are things that he helped spearhead.
I don't know that there. You consider more action in the game now?
Yeah, I do. I think there is. I think there's more action in baseball now.
The only things that I liked were the three pitches where you throw over. I think that's great because it eliminates this BS of a pitcher hanging out there, leaving a guy in the batter's box and keep throwing over to first as the fans boo.
I hate that.
And, you know, there's some other things. The ghost runner on second base, I don't need it. The automated balls and strikes, why don't we have it already? You know, when we were coming back from the pandemic, what was his issue? And he didn't want to give any of the players any of their monies, the prorated contracts of what they should be making for it. We could have had 100 games. We could have had 80 games. Nope, we ended up with 60 because they dragged their damn feet. I think he's a buffoon that's in charge. That's what
I think. You can't blame him for all the bad and give him no credit for the good.
No, I can. It might not be fair, but yeah, I can.
Okay, yes, let's say that. Let's say that that's not fair.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. Hey, man, I mean, it was kind of really disrespectful, though, man. I can't see, like, an NBA player going into Silver's face and talking to him like that, or Goodell going, a pro football player going in Goodell's face like that. So it was kind of disrespectful, but I understand.
I disagree. I absolutely could see an NBA player.
He came in his place of work to talk
about
this.
But I absolutely could see an NBA player getting in the commissioner's face. I absolutely see that happening. I disagree with that. You're talking about, number one, you're talking about capping my salary. You know, you already had that in the other sports, but the NBA, where the players run it, I absolutely see that. Not only do I see an NBA player doing it, I see the commissioner backing down knowing that the NBA player runs the league.
Well, Rob, I'm not talking about the cap. I'm just saying I can't see an NBA player getting in Silver's face.
That's what I'm saying. I disagree with that. Of all leagues, I see it happening there before anywhere.
What did you think he said, Mike? Because that's exactly what he said. No, what I'm saying is I couldn't see an NBA. I just said that's exactly what I could see happen. When it comes to money, don't be surprised. And I'm not the least bit mad at Bryce Harper because he came into his clubhouse. He's like, look, we're getting ready for a game. We're not in here to sit here and talk about
get the F out of here if you're talking to salary cap. We're trying to play. 410-583-1057. Vinny Serrato joins us in studio, but on the other side is the Daily Line.
Yeah, so I had a better night last night. Gunner let me down. We called the Orioles over. That was a great game. It was Mo Gabba Day. The Orioles always win on Mo Gabba Day. Love the Braves over. Saying Gunner let me down, I think he and one other player, was it Jackson maybe? I'm trying to remember who it was that didn't get over 1.5 bases. Every hitter in the lineup either got 2 hits or over 1.5 bases, except the best player on the team.
Mike said he can't see Draymond Green getting in Adam Silver's face.
I can see Draymond Green getting in Rob Manfred's face. Anyway, I'll give you the plays of the day. There's a lot of great hitting spots. The weather supports it greatly. I'll tell you where to go with that. And we'll go over some WNBA plays for you as well. That's coming up next.